I am particularly glad that you're going to spend this time with me. We're teaching in a direct contact through the auspices of A Course in Miracles the possibility that you can train your mind in a systematic way to a new idea about yourself and the world that's all around you. You have given me the assignment of offering you the teacher's manual of this Course in Miracles. And we'd like to take a first couple of minutes here to perhaps get ourselves involved with the idea, the possibility, that the solution that we're searching for in all of the chaos of this timeful identities that justify our body associations will be available to us right here and now. All right? The reminder we want you to see in our initial contact with each other is, and let's do the sentence, because this way we can avoid the necessity for you to turn us off later on. If I'm going to appear before you under the auspices of the direction of the Course in Miracles, all right, a direct intervention from an author who maintains he's Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whether he is or not does not concern me in your relationship with yourself, because it would not be possible for you to accept the admonitions of my Savior, who is Jesus, and not immediately accept my predetermined discovery that as you present yourself to me, that you're whole and perfect. So the idea of the teacher's manual is a recognition that you have practiced the fundamental idea that the manner in which you have observed yourself in correspondence with what you think this world is not who you are. All right. On the previous video, we talked about, is healing certain? The reason, obviously, that healing would be certain is because since you are the cause of the world that you're seeing in the particulars of the illusion of separation, any momentary contact that you would allow me to have with you would show you instantly our mutual recognition of a self-identity that is singular in the mind of God, all right, and expresses a meeting place where we have agreed to come in order to find the solution for which we search. This video, now being presented by the direction of the Consortium of A Course in Miracles, all right, okay, we'll show you in a systematic way that there's a new way for you to look at yourself in the procedure of who you think you are in a direct contact with our minds. Okay, and we'll open a door to you where you will recognize that indeed you actually haven't been communicating at all, and that all of the factoring of your idea about yourself within this body really only justified the hallucination within your own mind that you're separate from God. I guess there's a presumption here that you are at least conceptually familiar with A Course in Miracles. It states emphatically in the very first sentence, by the direction of a whole mind, that when you're fearful, you don't exist. Since this world is a place of fear, all right, the world does not exist. So at the minimum, if I'm here with you in this time cycle, having had my individual experience of illumination based on the ordeal that I underwent within my own body form, I'm going to present to you my new reality. And as you, as a teacher of this course, go out into the world, what are you going to do? You're going to present your new reality, all right, in a new circumference of space-time that has allowed you to see a new association within your own mind. The fundamental difficulty we have with teaching the course is the uncompromising determination that there isn't any such thing as being separate from the perfection of God's mind, that you are actually whole and perfect as you were created, and certainly that's the admonition of my Savior Jesus. He has some other particulars in the New Testament that could be strong in the indication that we're offering you and that you are about to accept within this parameter of consciousness. One being that we're back in heaven together. In the New Testament, where Jesus says, no one ascends up to heaven, and this is his offering to you, except those that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, who is in heaven. So here I am, appearing within your parameter of consciousness as a figure, a part of your hallucination, a part of your dream, telling you, it's time to wake up. Let's start with the fundamental premise that we always use at the beginning of these teachings, and then we'll progress to the idea of showing you in your healing procedure how you can avoid conceptual variations that allow you to think that one objective association is more real than another, or better, or worse, or brighter, or darker, or bigger, or smaller, and therefore prevent you from understanding that an entire reassociation of your mind will show you the particulars that you previously objected to within your own conception of yourself that you now enjoy in the fulfillment of the obligation that you have to recognize the responsibility that you have assumed by watching this video about the Teacher's Manual in A Course in Miracles. Let's look at the secret to salvation. Right here it is. Here's the secret, it's about you. I'm responsible for what I see. I'm choosing the feelings that I experience, and I'm deciding on the goals that I would achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I'm asking for, and I'm receiving as I have asked. Let's do one more sentence. Deceive yourself no longer that you are helpless in the face of what is done to you. Acknowledge but that you have been mistaken, and all effects of your mistakes will disappear. One more sentence. It is impossible the Son of God be merely driven by events outside of him. It is impossible that happenings that come to him were not his own choice. Listen, his power of decision is the determiner of every situation in which he seems to find himself by chance or accident. Hey, listening, no accident nor chance is possible within the universe as God created it, outside of which there is nothing. I'm not sure whether you can handle that. If I would put an assertion of the joy that I have in offering you my certainty of the power of your own self-association. But since we've progressed as far as we have in your acknowledgement of the possibility, all right, that an image in your own mind, since you are responsible for what you see, is offering you a solution to your problem of suffering, pain, and loneliness, and death and occupying that body within an event that appears to have occurred in space-time. Okay, look at me. What did we just agree on? You're the determiner of the outcome that you want to happen to you. Let's look together at how healing is accomplished, because this is our teaching. Since everyone out there is representing your determination to be the age factor within your own body and traverse your little way, the idea that you entered in. Here, let's do it with just for a minute, because I see that you're hearing me. Watch me now. You're looking at a body image that only lasted for a moment in time. Let's look at how healing works. Okay, I'm appearing before you now in an image of the reflection of your own mind. In the continuity of time that you were representing, and this is what the lesson's going to be today, how you can avoid difficulties in recognizing who you are in the entirety of your association. Okay, the fundamental premise I'm offering you is that the continuity of time is not sequential. Okay? You believe that you're a body, or that you were born into this world, that you're going to be occupied with results achieved through the determination to organize yourself in time, and that you're going to die. Right in the middle of one of the cycles of the particulars of your mind that represent coming into time, okay, and being here, I'm appearing to tell you that your time is up. I'm threatening you at this moment with my certainty that you're not from this association in time. Not only is that true, but I'm expressing to you my certainty that you know it, since you are in the occupation of the acknowledgement of this so-called master teacher. There isn't any question, and I'm aware that you've given me an identity within this time frame, and that you really believe that I'm occupying this body and that I intend to be 75 years old. Okay. Have you got me now? Huh? Right there, you 20, 30, 40 years old. You think you've captured something that you can gain experience from by honoring the oldness of the knowledge that I've gained within sequential time? You listen carefully to me if you want to hear how the healing process worked. You cannot be healed in the organization of conceptual time based on continuity that expresses past or future. Are you listening? The ancient ones were just as puzzled about why they are here now as you are. If you want me to come back into time, okay, I'm going to represent to you a very ancient time, but it will be when? Say to me, here and now. Yeah, here and now. So, if you let me, in the faculty of this teacher's manual, through your determination to change your mind about what you want to see, I can show you a revision of our association in time, all right, which has actually already occurred. It's impossible. Come on now. First of all, I don't care about the world. All right. This Course in Miracles is specifically designed for a relationship identified as consciousness in space-time, separate from the reality of a single eternal life. In other words, it's designed for you. Shall we try it together? I'm glad to see you again. I'm glad that at last, okay, you've come to this point where we can share together. Let's use the faculty of healing. All right? Okay? Practice as we always do. I'm not a body. Did you just look at me? Shall I try it as the old 75-year-old guy? I'm not a body. Come Come on. Let's say it together. Minds communicate. Okay. Were you going to ask me if I'm a mind reader? You listen to me. I don't read minds. Reading minds, and there was a mind reader or somebody on TV, and he's organizing and predicting to people what happened and what's going to happen, as though that would have any meaning to you. You look at me. All of the prophecies of your conceptual association are only to justify your body needs. So let's try it again. I'm not a body. I am free. I'm not other than a body, because there's no such thing as a body. So other than a body is free to create as you were created within our relationship with God. And that's the act that we're performing together, isn't it? And that's based on the fundamental certainty that you're acknowledging in this apparent association with me that you are responsible for what you see, that you're choosing the results that you're getting, and everything that's happening to you is a factor within your own relationship in time. Is this how the healing process is going to work?
Yeah.
Look at me for a moment. Start with the idea that I'm a projection of your own mind, and you're determined to get back within your own mind a justification for yourself in time. This is the fundamental admission of quantum physics that say very particularly, there's no such thing as objective reality. Okay, say to me, will you practice with me because you're turning into light right here. Say to me, there isn't anything out there. Huh? See? Where have you located the source of the associations within your own mind? Within your own mind. Within your own relationship of yourself. Because of your consciousness identity in time as a body, what you see out there is reflecting to you evidence within the illusion that you're a body. Okay. I'm appearing within your illusion as a body. You want to share this with me? But only momentarily. How long is this sequence of time going to last in our association with this Course in Miracles? What is going to be the distance between the illusions that we share in separation within the light form and the single illusion that we would share in the recognition of the entirety of the illusionary nature of conceptual mind? You've been dreaming, and I'm in your dream to wake you up. All of the evidence that you are hallucinating within your own correspondence have been given to you in this Course in Miracles. The things that you're seeing out there in the world are merely reflections of what you thought you were in the past and are no longer. Have you been practicing the workbook of A Course in Miracles? We're going to do some healing here in just a second. But you'd have to begin to accept the fundamental premise that you're going to train your mind in a systematic way to view everything you see within the context, the continuity of time, in a new manner based on the discovery of a solution not contained within the formulation of time. And are you familiar with what the lessons are? Real quickly, this will take just a few minutes. Will you let me do it? Because perhaps you've never heard of the Course. I'm going to go to the first 7 days. I'm going to read to you and show you on the screen lesson number 7. All right, in cooperation, in coordination with the first 6 lessons, which will give you a perspective of what I'm actually offering you in the mind training. Here's after 1 week of intense practice on your part. This may be the last day for you, because if you can hear lesson number 7 in association with the previous 6, you'll be gone. Are you ready? You did hear it, and you are gone. And we're back for a moment in time, in a past that we know is gone, based on our own self-realization, to share with those who are still trapped in their old sequencing of time, our determination that time is actually already over and everything that they're seeing is already past. Let's start with 7. Listen and watch. Here it is, you've been practicing. It's the 7th day, isn't it? I see only the past. This idea is particularly difficult for new students to believe at first, yet it's the rationale for all of the lessons that we have done, and here they are. Seeing only the past is the reason why nothing that you see means anything. Seeing only the past is the reason why you have given everything you see all the meaning that it has for you. Seeing only what is already gone is the reason why you don't understand anything that you see. Seeing everything that's already passed away into nothingness is the reason why your thoughts don't mean anything and why they're like the things that you see. Are you listening? And seeing only the past is the reason why you are never upset for the reasons that you think. Why? Because since you see only the past, you are upset because you see something that is not there. And I am not sure where you are with those first 7 lessons, but I'm going to try it with you. Well, we've only got 5 minutes left in the 4 minutes in the first half hour. So we have only 4 minutes that are past, that are going to be passed to look at the here and now, all right? Lesson number 6 says, 5 and 6, say you're never upset for the reasons that you think you are. There's a fundamental premise within the teachings of my Savior Jesus that the human condition is upset because it's fundamentally denying its wholeness and relationship with God, all right? The progress that comes from the idea that you're upset in your own time, mind, and need to identify yourself and in the defense of yourself is represented in lesson number 6, is you are upset in a literal sense because you see something that's not there. Now, we're going to take a break here because we're teaching from the teacher's manual that it's possible for you to revision within the illusion of your conceptual association a wholeness represented in your brother by the change of your mind. But it has to begin with the fundamental premise that if you're looking at me from your conceptual association of yourself, you're actually not seeing anything. What was lesson number 6? You're seeing something that is not there. There, you just looked at me and you're saying, don't tell me, I don't know you, old man. You were in World War II, you were a Marine. I read the report on you, you were in the atomic bomb area. You've progressed through this body association and are gonna get old and die with me. No, I'm not. Why? You're seeing only the past. I'm offering you my certainty in my mind that we can be present in a condition of a reality that will be here and now, all right? Your need to see only the past has not allowed you to get a true image of what we can actually share together in the re-imagery of the healing factor of the joy that you're feeling right now through this teaching mechanism that allows you first to accept responsibility for your own thoughts and then decide you don't want them anymore. If all of your thoughts are only going to be over and gone, now we're down to 1 minute here, aren't we? Huh? Is there 1 minute left here in the time? Huh? See? This is the first 30 minutes in the teacher's manual that's going to offer you how difficulties of association within the illusion can be avoided. What I've shown you in the first 30 minutes is they can be avoided very simply because they're all illusionary. Not only are they all illusionary, but you are trapped in the idea of the illusion by identifying yourself in your past associations, which are actually over and gone. We'll be back in just a moment, and we're going to show you how the miracle of reassociation, of healing, occurs within your body image, with the predetermination that God is going with us wherever we go, since God is the mind with which we are thinking. And our demonstration of communication is now progressing very rapidly, isn't it? Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone. Here we are back together, aren't we? Let's re-illusion together for just a moment. There's a fundamental premise involved in my certainty that you can and will have this experience of a discovery of your escape from space-time. The manner in which I offer it to you is the healing process within your body, because obviously you believe you are a body, and are spending, as I watch your television, virtually all of your old past associations to protect the future that you believe is necessary for you to maintain a sequential reality based on your conceptual self. I've occurred within your illusion to tell you that you're not who you pretend to be. Not only am I certain of that, but you can't fool me. And the reason you can't fool me is I'm sharing the certainty of who I am. And the certainty of who I am is my certainty of who you are, since you are certain of who you are. Now, for that moment, we re-illusioned ourselves into a predetermination that there was a space in space-time where we could come to know where we are. I'm going to teach it just for a minute before I go to how our difficulties avoided. I promise you I'm going to teach this teacher's manual lesson. Here's how I'm going to present it to you. If you look at a factor of healing as a realignment within the space-time continuum, it can be obvious to you that the mistake involves this. It's impossible you were always not in the right time. Okay, this is the idea of space and time. If you were always in the right time, it must be that for the moment you thought you were separate, your space was wrong. This is true of all human beings. All human beings, you right there, have had continuing experiences within the illusion of the certainty you're not from here. We've dreamed it together in many sequences of time, where in moments of being out of time, we share the reality that there is no world. Yet at each moment that we've discovered it, we suddenly find ourselves back in a space that doesn't cooperate or coordinate with our ideas of time. So we're forced to live out a sequence in space-time, what we call slow time, even though we know perfectly well that we are actually sharing experiences. This is the human consciousness, the species Homo sapien, who has a God he has invented as a solution to his certainty that there is no such space as this. All right? Now, the reverse of that would be if you suddenly met me, all right, in a space, what we call a sacred space, of a moment of the complete association of space-time, but we're not in your right time sequence. This is the case for most of you here right now. This Course in Miracles that I'm offering you from my illumination is showing you not only that we correspond in time together, are you ready? But that we correspond in space. We call this a holy instant in the Course. Heretofore, our relationships in our body forms have been you separate from me in our minds, where we search for happiness in a parameter that justifies the pain and loneliness and the idea of death that has caused us to be fearful of everything. There's no question we are then in time. What I am offering you, if you'll accept it from me, is my certainty, okay, through revelation, through the sharing of the healing process, that the space that you're in at this moment is also the time that you came and left here. You look at me. Time lasted but a moment in your mind with no effect on eternity. And so is all time past and everything exactly as it was, okay, before the moment of terror, before the weight of nothing was done. So I'm going to share with you in space an entire moment of nothingness. And as soon as you realize the entirety of the nothingness of your time association, you'll disappear. You listening? So will the world. You have the responsibility for healing the world, because the world is a product within your own mind. Are you listening to me? I'm showing you a manner in which when you view me, you can understand for that moment my certainty that this is the time and place where you have decided to recognize me as an instructor within your own mind at your bequest, with my certainty that we came here together, we were here for a moment, and we've left. It's all memory. Remember in the first half hour where we said this world is over and gone a long time ago, and you're in your past association? Here I am. Let's traverse the space from this time to this time. How much time passed? All the space that there was between us. Can you see this with me? Little quantum idea. If cause and effect are not apart, any idea you have about yourself will express the entirety of what we're sharing within this continuum. That's what I'm doing with you right now. I'm an image in your mind that expresses your wholeness. When need that be expressed? Say to me now. Where? Say here. Here and now is the solution. That was it. Okay? So it turns out I'm not a 75-year-old carcass. It turns out I'm not trapped within the sequential arrangement of carbon and hydrogen and oxygen with nitrogen cloud that's surrounding us. That's not me. Are you ready? It's not you either. If you let me penetrate the defenses that you've organized in which to keep me a body that can go old and sick and die, all right, you will see immediately that the body you're sharing with me is one of incorruptibility, that any moment within the sequencing of time, you are whole and perfect. So we've gone from the illusion of the idea of sickness to a reillusionment of wellness. And this was expressed in the last lesson that we did, when we said, should healing be repeated? Our answer, of course, was healing cannot be repeated, because you are already whole and perfect as you were created. and I'm a reflection within your own mind, showing you that we can remember this time together, here and now. All right. What it's going to say in these next two lessons, you listening? Is nothing is by accident. If you've come this far in the sojourn of your search for true identity, why not let this accident, all right, that brought you to this point be true? Because in my offering, I am certain within your concepts that you never could have come here. I am offering you a time, perhaps of despondency, where you've turned, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you've turned on the video, and you've searched within your own mind, and you said, this is futile. Everything I see is turning to dust. The things I love are losing. The trade center's been destroyed. Everybody's blowing themselves up. I'm in a situation in my hallucination that is no longer tolerable to me. Help me. Say it again. Say help me. Do you mean it? Good. You're ready to look just for a moment that there has to be something else within this sequence of association, within the hallucination, that will afford you a moment of love and joy that we can share. Let's look together at this teacher's manual to show you how you can avoid, within your own illusion, thinking there's a difference in your illusions. Look. Here we go. How can your false perception of your ideas that there's orders of difficulties within your own association be avoided? The belief in order of difficulties is the basis for the world's perception. It rests on differences, on uneven background and shifting foreground, on unequal heights and diverse sizes, on varying degrees of darkness and light, and thousands of contrasts in which each thing seen competes with every other in order to be recognized. Look, a larger object overshadows a smaller one. A brighter thing draws the attention from another with less intensity of appeal. And a more threatening idea, or one conceived of as more desirable by the world's standards, completely upsets the mental balance. Listen, what the body's eyes behold is only conflict. Look not to them for peace and understanding. This is the fundamental idea of lesson number 5 and 6. That you're never upset for the reasons that you think you are. Your conceptual association within the variant rhythmic strings of light that represent the vibrations within the power of light are so chaotic within your own illusionary idea of yourself that you have no real basis by which to recognize yourself within your own illusion. This is the provision that I'm offering you. Why? As long as you remain objective within your own concepts, you will actually believe that that image there has a different meaning to you than this image. Huh? If that occurs, you cannot not become emotionally involved with the passion of self-identity, which justifies a relationship within the illusion where one thing has more value to you than the other. Now, if anything has less value to you at any moment, the truth is it's actually rejected by your conceptual mind. Can you hear this with me? I'm teaching how healing actually works. The difficulty you have with choices is you believe that if you value something and choose it to be valuable within your own relationship, the thing that you've rejected is no longer with you. And that's the fallacy of the idea that you can choose to accept something and reject something else. My fundamental teaching to you from my Savior, Jesus Christ, is that everything that you see out there is a reflection of your own mind. If you hate it, you hate yourself. If you love it, you love yourself. Your need within your concepts, within the illusion, to give some things more value than others, all right, will cause you to subtract from your mind the decision that you made in regard to what you want to be true. Will you look at this with me? Okay. In the healing process, we call this a quick forgetting. All right. Since there's really nothing outside of your mind, your predetermination that you don't want it is a part of your past association, isn't it? So you're looking. Perhaps you're looking at me because there's no compromise in me. All right. I mean, that's all I tell you. There isn't any world. Once more. You're hallucinating within your own dream. You're in a world. All of the figures out there are only representations of the uncertainty you express about who you are. This lesson says, and will provide you with a manner within your own concepts where you can momentarily avoid finding relationships of hate and love and good and bad and dark and light and power and weakness and joy and pain and suffering and loss and gain, all of which are totally meaningless in the love that we share with God. This is quite a step, isn't it? What I'm offering you is my certainty that all of this world is contained only within your own mind, and you have struggled with self-identity. I'm here to confirm within your own dream that you know perfectly well who you are. And it's impossible, if I am in your dream, confirming our certainty of love for each other and our love for the Father, that you have not recognized it and that we have not departed from this world. So the practice in this teacher's manual is to show you a manner where you can enjoy moments of self-recognition not connected to the retention of judgment. Okay, this is Sermon on the Mount. Don't judge. If you judge, you'll be responsible for decisions that you've made in your own mind. And you believe you must then continue to make them, don't you? And you're going to tread that little timid way and believe that you're a body. Now you're totally impacted. I meet a lot of hierarchies of consciousness. Okay, I meet them all the time. I was at the United Nations, and I love them all. You listen, they're all impacted in decisions that they have made in correspondences with their own memory patterns. Ready? There is no such thing as communication in objective reality. There is one mind, and that we share with God. And that's the mind that I'm offering you now in the power for you to determine a new outcome that you want, not based on your own old associations, but a new idea about yourself, yet so old in time that it became real to you at the moment of the idea of separation. So how can orders of difficulties be avoided? Let's read a little more. All right, here we go. Illusions are always illusions of differences. Could you hear that? How could it be otherwise? By definition, an illusion is an attempt to make something real that is regarded as of major importance, but is recognized as being untrue. You can hear this with me. The mind therefore seeks to make it true out of its intensity of desire to have it for itself. Illusions are travesties of creation, attempts to bring truth to lies. Finding truth unacceptable, the mind revolts against truth and gives itself an illusion of victory. Oh my. Finding health a burden, it retreats into feverish dreams. Uh-oh. Being perfect and whole as you were created is a burden to you. And in these dreams, the mind is separate, different from other minds, with different interests of its own, and able to gratify its needs at the expense of others. What an amazing idea. No wonder you're sick. You don't know who you are. You don't know where you came from. And you don't know what you're doing. And that's the condition of this world, isn't it? Everyone who comes into this space-time for just a moment has forgotten who he is. Now, everything that happens from that moment within his time association is a part of his forgetting. Yet he organizes it within time in a sequential arrangement and justifies the idea that he doesn't know who he is. Shall we try it together? Say to me, I don't know who I am. I don't know how I got here. I don't know where I'm going. Now, that can be the beginning of the solution that I'm offering you, because the truth of the matter is that you don't. Yet it's also true that anything that could be uncertain of what it is in the entirety of reality, that is the power of mind to create, are you ready? Is nothing. So that all of your conceptual ideas about yourself, in the various names you have given yourself within this short illusion of time, have no meaning to my mind whatsoever. Shall I tell you why? They have no meaning. I'm within your own mind telling you that initially you have given this world all the meaning that it has and that it's totally meaningless in the certainty of the love that we share with each other. In the little instruction we just read you, we wanted to show you that you are possessed with your own ideas. Come on. You see something out there and you give it value, and it becomes a burden that you're willing to bear conceptually because of your determination to use the idea of separation within your own mind and compare it with another. I'm looking at your human condition. Okay. Shall I show you something? That's not what thinking is. You ready? That's what fear is. Since you don't know who you are, you organize conceptually within your own mind a fabric of association that represents your body. I'll do it with you. Once more, you're not a body. Yet within the concepts of yourself in the illusion, you are organized into a belief that minds are separate and that each mind is occupied within his own association of justifying forms or symbols or objective associations within his space-time frequency that justify the organization within his own mind. That's not thinking. Okay. All source of reality comes from a single power of mind. The illusionary nature that lasted but a moment in your idea of separation is about over for you. Because I'm in your dream, okay, showing you a continual change by a readjustment or realignment of your location in space-time. Here I am, and your instruction within your own illusion telling you that you're hallucinating. Okay. Telling you within your own dream that there is no world. Telling you within your own dream that the mistake that represented the idea that you could be separate from the universe and is denying you access to the billions of stars, billions and trillions of galaxies with energies of light that are so far much greater than anything that you can imagine within your own dream, that you'll desire it. And in your desire for it will be your determination first to accept responsibility for the thinking that's going on in your own mind, so you'll stop blaming your brother for the problems that you're having. Okay? How simple it becomes if your brother's problems are only representing your determination to get old and sick and die along with him. You looking at me? I don't accept your perceptual problems at all. I'm offering you a whole solution within your own mind based on my self-recognition of who we are. You are whole and perfect as you were created, and your concepts of yourself have absolutely nothing to say about it. So how can orders of difficulty in this healing factor be avoided? By the simple recognition that none of them are true. Thank you for sharing my uncompromising determination that there's a manner in which you can re-illusion to the certainty that this world is gone. I'm going to come back with your permission, and obviously you have given me that permission, to do one more 57 minutes in the certainty that that's how long time is going to last for you since you have discovered this realignment procedure. Let's share a little joy and happiness that your solution is at hand. As we say together, and I'll be back, God goes with us wherever we go and hasn't abandoned us in our sojourn into time, because God is the mind with which we think. And we joyously share together the idea that all of us are blessed by God. Let's say it together as part of our tradition. God bless us, everyone.